Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. We're going to begin ministering on a subject that I believe is very near and dear to the heart of God. For us, being the creatures that we are, we sometimes will come kicking and screaming into God's plan, but His ways are good. His ways are for our benefit. And so I trust that you will be able to really gain a lot of knowledge and information for your personal walk in Christ. I'm going to be sharing a lot of things this week. I'm going to be talking about growing into maturity. And this is something that we all understand, according to Ephesians, that's God's plan. He wants us to, that's why He's given fivefold ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, until we all come into the measure of the stature of a perfect man, Christ Jesus. So this is God's plan. But before we begin going into the Word of God, let's join our hearts in prayer, because I really encourage you to listen closely, even take notes if you desire. And if you miss a broadcast, do feel free to go to the website, www.unveilchrist.org, and you can rehear a broadcast that you've heard, or if you've missed one, you can listen anytime at your convenience. But I'm going to be sharing some things that are very important, so I urge you to just stay tuned to the broadcast this week, because I believe they will be of great benefit to you. I sense God's heart, and this is something He wants for us. He wants us to lay hold of these principles and truths, because if we'll do that, we will walk in a victory in our lives that we've never known before. And beloved, I want you to know, when I'm preaching to you, I am preaching to myself, because I am, as Paul would say, he was the chiefest of sinners. I sometimes feel it's like, Lord, are you sure of your decision? You called me to preach the word, because we just look at our failings and our faults, and yet my heart, and I believe yours, is perfect before the Lord, in that even though we may fail, as the scriptures say, our flesh and our heart might fail many times, but the Lord is the strength of our heart and our portion forever. And so that's what we stand on. We see and understand our own weaknesses, but the Lord said in His Word that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So that's reason to be encouraged, is it not? Let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank You for the privilege of being able to gather together to share the Word of the Lord. Lord, You have such wonderful things ahead for us. Lord, You have wonderful things for us right now in our lives. If we look with the eyes of the natural, we might question that, and the devil will do all he can to encourage that viewpoint. But Lord, we're grateful that You are our God, and You love us with an everlasting love, and You are with us. The Holy Spirit is our ever-present companion to lead us in the paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. So, Lord, we rest on that. And, Father, I'm asking You to minister to every need, those, Lord, who have burdens and are going through trials and troubled times. Lord, I ask that You would lift those burdens and You would intervene in their lives. You would provide whatever is required and needed. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God, a God, our provider. Whatever that need, material or spiritual, You are our God. And so we declare that, Lord, and we thank You, Lord. I thank You, Holy Spirit, for ministering personally and powerfully to every listener, those whose hearts are reaching out to You, in the name of Jesus. Thank You for it, Lord. You know, I often, when I pray, I said, those whose hearts are reaching out to You, because you know what? God respects our will. He will do nothing contrary to our will. If we want to experience God's power, His presence in our lives, we have to invite Him to do that. When we come together in corporate worship in our church services, we need to invite the presence of the Holy Spirit. He only comes where He's welcome. Is He present everywhere? Of course. He in the darkest places on the face of the earth, He is present. And yet, if we want His assistance, we want His intervention, we have to invite. Isn't that true? That's the way of the Lord, because He's a perfect gentleman. When we're unsaved, He doesn't force us to get saved. But when we open the door of our heart and when we ask for forgiveness, we come to Him. Oh, how gladly He receives us. He's waiting for that very moment when our hearts are turned toward Him and our hearts are softened to receive His love and His grace. And so, beloved, when I say those whose hearts are open, if you're just saying, well, I'm in a bad place and I ain't going to do that, well, you know what? He ain't going to make you do that, if you can allow me some colloquialism. Anyway, let's go on. The title of what I'm going to be sharing is Growing into Maturity. And I want to talk to you about God's plan. So many people today, they're running after their prophets. What is God doing? What is God doing? What is He saying? Well, I have to keep things really simple. And I just primarily, while I certainly do seek to be led by the Spirit of God, I understand and know that God has revealed all that we really need to know through the Word of God. And so God's plan hasn't changed. When He created man in His own image, when He created Adam in the garden and He created Eve taking a rib out of his side, God placed them in a place of dominion. And because of sin, original sin of our first parents, we were deprived of that rulership, of that relationship and fellowship with God. As the Lord said, in the day that you eat of that forbidden fruit, you will surely die. And the spirit of man died. And it's only as we come into salvation and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that our spirit man is made alive. So what He's doing today, quite simply, He's restoring His people to a place of relationship and authority as God had ordained in the beginning. Adam, our first parent, he was the first man, Adam, and Jesus is referred to as the second man, Adam. Beautiful passages found in the book of Revelation, that very first chapter, which declares in verse 5, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, praise God, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So, beloved, quite simply, He is the prince of the kings of the earth. Who are the kings of the earth, beloved? That's you and I. We are kings and priests, as I just read. He hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. What a place of privilege. David said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" David was overwhelmed, and we also can be awestruck at the fact that God chose us into such a place of privilege so that we could be called the very children of God, that He adopted us into His family. Is that not something worth getting excited about? So, beloved, again, you want to know what God is doing? Well, two simple things as I see it. Number one, He's extending His kingdom through the hearts of men. Jesus said, "The kingdom is within you." And He is moving by the Spirit of God all over the earth to bring men and women into a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how He's extending His kingdom. He's planting His kingdom in the hearts of men. And then secondly, once that occurs, the Holy Spirit deals individually, specifically, personally with each one of us so that the body of Christ will come into maturity. Beloved, we are the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. And so, if that is indeed what God is doing, well, it would behoove us to find out, how can we mature? How does maturity attain? Is it something we just kind of fall in? Well, although it does say in the Word of God, he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. The Holy Spirit definitely will work with us, and there are times we can be stubborn and we can be rebellious, but you know what? He knows how to make you willing to be willing. You can, you know, before I was afflicted, the psalmist says, I went in my own way. But after God's affliction and chastisement, then he learned that going the way of the Lord was the best way, the best possible way, the blessed way in which to go. Let me share with you a scripture found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 12 through 13, I trust a familiar passage, for the perfecting of the saints. This is why fivefold ministry is given, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Beloved, that's us, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And as Brother Glass always used to say, and I will echo that sentiment, we are still, according to the Word of God, necessitating, having the need for apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. They did not pass away with the first apostles, of the first disciples, beloved, because you know what? We have not yet come into the unity of faith or the knowledge, full knowledge of the Son of God, and we certainly haven't achieved the stature of perfection of the fullness of Christ. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time has flown in. As you can see, I'm just getting into the message. There's a lot to share. It's very rich, so I do encourage you to tune in tomorrow. But for now, some of you may be wrestling with some burdens, some needs in your lives. I am here as a partner in prayer with God's people. This ministry was established over 50 years ago for that express purpose. So I invite you to write. The announcer in just a moment is going to give our contact information. You see, and partners, I want to thank you so much for your prayers, for your support in the Spirit, for your financial help. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow's broadcast, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.